Greetings. Welcome to eSETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS Network. We're on Rumble, Vimeo, eSETI Stargate TV. We're all over the place. YouTube. We haven't been posting on YouTube because any kind of cutting information or factual, truthful information is off limits. So according to the Facebook family and YouTube family, you've got to be stupid, lie, and deceive, and then you're part of the family. So we're just not posting anything on YouTube anymore. But I think that's going to be rectified shortly. I think there's some movement in that direction. Just a quick news break. We've got two massive asteroids coming by. The good news and the bad news. The bad news is two massive asteroids are coming, close to the Earth. And the good news is, if you hear this episode, they missed. So because this is aired on Thursday and Friday, they're going to be swinging by. So if you're still around to hear this episode, you're good. You're golden. The new book is out. So UFOs and the Origin of Religion and Man. And be sure and get that and check that out, because it really covers everything, all the dimensions, everything going on, and what's happening right now that we're going through. And after that, I've got a guest. So I'm not going to do the whole news tonight, just the heads up on the asteroid. Keep an eye on the sun, too. The sun is really letting go. And also, too, the chemtrails. We're having massive chemtrails here in Hawaii. And the weather's going crazy. And I always tell people we're not in charge yet. When the chemtrails and the dew weapon stop, we're good. But as long as they're doing that, we're not in charge yet. But there's a global, it's going down globally right now. The farmers are really kicking it off. So hang in there. My guest is Peter Slattery, Peter Maxwell Slattery. He's my brother from another mother. And he's got too many books to mention. He has so many projects. We'll be here for an hour. I'll let him tell you about them. But he's got new books out. He's got other projects. He's got the opening of the Jaya Sanctuary now. And I'll just let him tell you about it. So without any further ado, welcome to the show, Peter.
James, good to be connecting with you again, mate. How's things going your way?
Oh, God, it's been a challenge, a big challenge lately. And I think it's the last hurrah of the Dark Arts, basically. I really feel by Easter, after Easter, if they're not totally done with their, it's soon. By summer, I think. That's what the indicators. I have some people in high level areas and they're all saying that too, might have a real happy Easter. We're not sure, but it has been postponed a lot. But this big shift, the QFS and the JSR and all these other things are really starting to come into play right now. I know the Federal Reserve is closing down too, so that's a big indicator right there. Everybody goes, I want some facts. And I go look at their website. They're shutting down. They're not going to be making any new loans, obviously. So that there may be something else taking its place, but anyway, there's a lot of research out there. There's a lot of people coming out and they're all saying the same thing now. Seems like everybody's on the same page now, which is good. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of challenges, a lot of crazy weather here. Been having fun with the whales and the dolphins. That always makes my day.
That's good.
Other than that, everything's good.
Yeah, well, we are seeing a lot at the moment with the sun, both abroad in the northern hemisphere and down here. People are being extremely affected by it. I will say something, that grounding is probably key at this time. Of course, the weather, depending on where you are, I think the grounding mats and earthing mats are great, but it also depends what grid you're hooked up to as well with those mats.
Yeah.
Just like we look at an electrical system with a home, it needs to be grounded. And with this extra energy coming in, a lot of people are forgetting that, or they're getting, headaches, fatigue. We look at EMF, we could say radiation, just like a fear cage that we hear about in paranormal shows where they're in a bad basement with high EMF readings. These are the type of effects that we can get ourselves, but grounding is one of the things, in plenty of water. If you're in a warmer area, of course, swimming is great with that as well. But We are seeing a lot, even some apparently one of the smaller banks here is shutting down, and we're seeing a lot of that happening in America as well. The smaller banks or branches of even some of the big banks shutting down. So this is a huge transformational period really now going up into your elections, which is sort of the focal of what's going on around the world and sort of riding on that. But like I say, we can't expect one president or one person to change the world. But if we all do that change within, that will project outside of ourselves, of course. But yeah, it's trying times for so many people at this time. But yeah, the sanctuary is opening now. Yeah, it opens a week from today, which we're recording this on a Friday here. So the 22nd of March next week, I'll be open. I actually had some locals here recently that I've made friends with, some that actually 13 of them, 14, including myself, saw the blue orb here. And I filmed multiple visits from the blue orbs recently. Some people that know my material know who and what that is. But yeah, it's been getting quite active, as I'm sure it is over your way. I'm seeing you sending a lot of clips my way of activity you're getting as well.
Oh yeah, like I've got 1,300 in 3 months. I have 1,300 low flying UFOs, like big old motherships, treetop level, and some are landing. They're going behind the trees and landing, and it's crazy. And I talk to pilots here, and they go, "Yeah, they're just parked out there." They said, "We can't talk about it. We're coming in to land, and there's these UFOs just sitting there parked." Some big events are going on here, and Eddie too. I said there's still Eddie as well. They're going, the people out there are going out and seeing all kinds of activity. And I guess we're going to open up around May. I'm not sure what, first week of May we'll be opening up there. I'll be back, and then I've got the Corey Good conference. I'm going to be speaking at that. But I wish you
Awesome.
are you going to speak at that? I wish, man, I wish they'd fly you.
No, I won't be at that. I'm sure there'll be some other stuff with you and Corey and others that I'll be doing. I'm hoping to maybe get over there this winter because I'm shutting in winter and shutting in summer, depending on, the weather and how people can deal with certain things. But at least spring and autumn is a good time to be open here, and all those events are already. But yeah, I'm not speaking at that event, but I've got this coming out in the next couple of weeks. This is my 12th book, Ascending UFOs, ETs, Angels, and God. So this is the biggest and some say the best material that I've produced yet in terms of it's basically I'm 40 now, so it's just under 40 years of material, revelation, some of the stuff off-world, whether it was a Mars exploration or going to Orion, the Pleiades, and Sirius, which I haven't spoken about this stuff before, but I actually go in depth into that where I was teleported via the Elohim to three different locations that were planetary bodies in each system, ending up in what I call a transdimensional meeting place, which was the last place I was taken to where I went into a pyramid and I was teleported to what I call a transdimensional place where I was actually in the Pleiades, Orion, and Sirius simultaneously. It's a what I could describe as a multidimensional meeting place that all energies can congregate. So this is stuff that I didn't want to talk about. It happened in early 2014, but after that many years of revelations and insight, and we could say answers to a lot of things then, I hope to produce and assist people with their own answers to some things which I just haven't talked about a large majority of what's in that book. So, with the agencies and other people that have been contacting me, I'm wanting to want to keep things public in terms of what's happening here. I want in the public domain, and that's very much like yourself. That what happens at eSETI, you're not keeping it to eSETI. It's for the people, and that's what I'm doing here, and that's what I'm doing with the material that will be produced shortly as well.
Great. Yeah, there's it seems like the veils between worlds are getting very thin. And people are really suffering from those ascension symptoms, like you're saying, the headaches and the dizziness and the I know their bodies are trying to, release the past, all that cellular memory in there. So we're really getting challenged, and grounding in water, like you're saying, is really good. Some other things we could do, but it's so important right now to get any junk out of your system, whether it's graphene or that, we won't talk about that. But any of that stuff, we're going to get all that crap out of your system, and any heavy metals and everything, because It's really weighing us down and holding us down. And the process-oriented therapy is so important too, because all your old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, they're all surfacing right now. And one of the things they keep telling me over and over again, and people keep asking me this question, and the answer hasn't changed, is that we've been under a tyrannical system for God knows how long, 400 something thousand years. And we're finally coming out of that, and tyranny is no longer frequency specific to the ascension of Earth, and everything that's enslaving or, out of alignment with universal law is going down. Like, universal peace, unity, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Everything that's not in alignment with that is imploding, and it's on the downward spiral. I wonder if they're talking about that. Are you getting a lot of messages about that as well?
Yes, there seems to be entwined with this a multiple stage and cyclical stages is the best way I could put this of recalibrations happening for a lot of people. We could say with the chakra system, but as I say, you've got the chakra system, which can go up to 114, not just the normal seven that we hear about. Also the Dantians, and then going into the light geometric templates, as well as the Merkaba and the rainbow body. So what's happening is, as we're going into a highly energized place and space, as you've been talking about how long I've been around anyway, I've got this situation of more light is coming into the physical body. And in these stages of this recalibration, as it has happened in stages, there is a recalibration of the light merging more with the body. So what's happening is the physical is merging more with the light body, which means we're becoming more symbiotic and more in control because we're becoming more, we could say, multidimensional. But I think there's a reprogramming that's going on that people need to acknowledge. Not all, but a lot of people are addicted to suffering. They're addicted to drama. They're addicted to gossip. And not really, we could say, it's their fault. It is in some cases if they amplify this, but whether it's through epigenetics or whether our just the people we've been surrounded with or our society, our culture, what have you, letting go of just, hey, it's all cool. It doesn't mean you don't meet the universe halfway or do what you can to produce a better life, but I think, you've got the light body aspect, then you've got the physical aspect, which isn't just the physical mechanical body, but also the software programming of the operation system. And just like a car, you're going to service that. And we've got to service this, whether it's detoxing, whether it's doing, self-inquiry, inner work. I think it needs to be a balance of all that.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? It seems like we're hitting that. We're getting close to some kind of a critical mass or solar flash event. I've heard different stories. I heard another one the other day, but they're all kind of saying the same thing with a little bit of different take, but the end result's the same, is that there's going to be some kind of bifurcation of worlds, and where those who choose to ascend with the earth are going to move on with the earth, and the other people are going to have to either figure things out later or work out their stuff on another timeline or another dimension or something. But the timelines are, or there's like the mini world theory, like they're separating. And I know Babaji told me a long time ago, he said there'd be a bifurcation of worlds. And some people call it the rapture. If you're religious, there's so many. I don't really believe in the rapture as they promote it. That was kind of something that one guy created and everybody went with it. But it's not actually in the Bible. It's not in there. But in the original Bible, it's stuff that was added later. But anyway. But there is a major event, and I don't think you have to be a Christian or a Buddhist or a Muslim or anything. You just got to be a good person and live according to universal law, and you're going to get through this stuff. It's not that complicated.
Definitely. And this is where I could probably go into that. Like, I've been writing material for years that had at times included the sun until people mentioned the solar flash and different things. I didn't put two and two together. But as I've spoken about in the past, we've got transmissions come. We could say that what we're experiencing in the physical universe is just one frequency within God's mind. We could even see it like a network, and that these stars, our sun, all hook up to each other, and that energy's being distributed from the central part of the galaxy. So these transmissions, these frequencies are coming upon us at this time. And I think, as Shiji's put it to me, there is a process of ascension or soul evolution. It's not even going to unravel the way that we even think it's going to unravel. And I think that's the beauty in and of itself. But it doesn't mean, you're going to hell or anything else like that either. What it means is that if your frequency is specific to go to these new levels, you'll experience them. If not, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. But as I say, in the next blink of God's eye, you'll have your moment to do it again. We're all at different stages of soul evolution.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think there's this bearded God up there with a laptop top taking notes, and you're gonna be in court, and you're gonna have your light review, which you do. You have your light review, but there's so many different concepts of how this is all going to turn out, and I just kind of get things down to basics. Basically, your frequency determines where you go, and the highest frequencies are love and joy and bliss and service to others and things like that. And that raises your frequency. The more you're aligned with that, and you're going to go to the highest levels because that's where they function. But and people that have a lot of anger and judgment and division, whether it be cultural, religious division, it doesn't matter. Race division, everything. All that division game is going to keep you from ascension. It's going to. Those are really, all those judgments and fear and guilt, unworthiness that they push on us, and all the division games, all those keep you from ascension. And I think we need to get really clear on how much we're being socially engineered and lied to and set up, through all the news, the social media and the lamestream media, all that stuff. It's like I tell people, I just reverse everything they say, and you'll have the white hats or the dark hats, and the dark hats or the white hats, and whatever they're accusing others of, they themselves are doing. So just remember, there's always three fingers pointing back, and then you have a better idea of the big picture of what's really happening. But I mean, we just have to, the critical thinking, and we have to be, have high morals and high integrity, to get through these times. These other games that are playing are self-defeating.
Hugely. And that's where I think if you can spin things around and say that these are challenges that God's put upon you because they're worthy for you, it can make things a cup half full. We're in a situation where people need to acknowledge, in my opinion, that even the ETs don't have the answers, that many of these worlds have gone through their own version of what we've gone through before they've reached higher states of consciousness. And in some cases, we could say they've gone into a new cycle and they didn't evolve, that they've had to restart again. And when you're interfacing with these intelligences, as you said, the lower frequencies have no room to operate. I cannot tell you that when I'm interfacing with, especially the Elohim, Shiji, and some of the other intelligences, my face is wet with tears. And it's not out of fear, out of lower vibratorial states. The actual bliss that your body is naturally, we can say, reacting in that way is a memory, is a spark, a distant memory, we could say, that can seem like a dream of our original state, or we could say one of the many original states. So it's got no place with where we're going, but we also need to be able to let that go, meaning anything that's holding us back, we need to let that go. You need to surrender, but we also need to be in our own authority and not think that these ETs or what have you have the answers, because even as I say, the angelics are still at a battle. ETs are still at a war. If it was all solved, it's not all, one or the other. It's different stages of soul evolution, even for these entities that we're talking about.
You mean like E.T. Fabio isn't going to come down and save us all?
Yeah, all look like Fabio or Pamela Anderson. Yeah, like, Yeah, like you've spoken about this before, like some of the most tripped out beings that I've seen. There's ones that look like ET from the movie ET, but they've got black eyes and they're a darker brown. I'm telling you, that being has got the hugest sense of humor. It's crazy funny, but to most people, they'll be like, what? And this is where we can't judge a book by its cover, but just because something is, we could say, very attractive doesn't mean it's enlightened either.
I've seen some beings that were like kind of like succubuses, very beautiful and everything, but they just suck your energy dry and things like that. And then I've seen like one being, I mean, people are going to think I'm batshit crazy by talking about it, but when I went to the inner earth, went out of body to the inner earth, I met this little being in robes, and he had a head like a beagle, kind of like it looked like a beagle, and was wearing robes. And he had 2 8-foot tall giants on both sides of him. They're wearing brown robes, really big beings. And I remember I looked at the little guy and go, what a cute little guy. And he focused his energy on me, and I had like an instant migraine. I went, oh man, sorry. So, like he was very powerful, and I realized, oh, he's the leader, he's in charge. And so, like you're saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. You don't know, but we do have to use discernment. I say there's certain people in the UFO industry, we won't mention the doctor's name, but it says open, wide open, we need to stop being snobs and let anything in, anything come into our bodies. And I go, oh my God, that's the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard, and that's exactly how you get possessed, and by not using discernment, not using self-mastery tools, not knowing how to heal unseen negative influences, and just being wide open. And sadly, I was talking to some people the other day about that just came back from this conference, and they said, oh my God, these people are channeling reptilians, or channeling the energy is just like, whoa, like freaking them out, and they're just letting anything in. And it was very disempowering, but there were some legit ones that were really bringing a real positive message through, and giving some tools and really good stuff. And so I tell people, you really got to use discernment, and you just can't go out there and hang your shingle on the wall and say, I'm a channel from the 37th dimension, when you're actually channeling from the astral level and you haven't had any training or don't know what you're doing. And there's a lot of that going on. I'm just.
Usually, I've had stuff mentioned to me recently as well, and this is a situation where there are technologies and there are intelligences that can betray something, meaning even reptilians or demonic forces archonic that can betray to be something that they're not. And I say to people, and they're surprised because I've written books on this. I teach this how to connect with your guides, but I'm teaching that as a conduit to connect to your higher self. Once you get past the guides, you get to the higher self, you realize the guides aren't, you don't even need them as middlemen. They're exactly on the same frequency, the same cell of God that you are. We're all cells in God's body, but a lot of people, they continue to use their guides or what have you, which is fine. But when they are told, no, my guides told me this, and my life goes to crap if I don't do it, that is not a guide that's there to help you help yourself to evolve your soul. That is something manipulative. And the way that people are channeling, I can remember when we first connected and you asked me how I channeled the Shiji material, and it was all about the clearing processes, and you learn about the years that I've been going to asylums and haunted homes, and I've been able to work with different, religions and people, but not that I'm a part of anything, but to explain some of the processes like you have with clearing negative influences. This is something you cannot just step into. And if you do, you're going to get your backside handed to you quite quickly. Even you and I do at times still. I was on another podcast yesterday saying, there's been times in the last year I've been choked by the throat physically by an entity. So you've had similar things. This doesn't stop. It gets easier as we go along, but when the attacks happen, they're a lot more physical, they're a lot more stronger. So I think discernment is key with this. And if your guides are really your guides, their information will have fruit to help you be a better person, be of service, and bring love into your life, but also to help you empower you. Not that they've got the answers, because it doesn't operate like that.
I agree. I tell people, I said, We're just like batteries. We're jump starters. We have our connections, and we can actually help you make your own personal connection with it by holding space and holding frequency. And but bottom line, it's up to each individual to make their own personal connection with Creator. And if they're not doing that, if they're creating a dependency or a go-between, and people just keep coming back to them over and over again. I've seen people go, I gotta ask my guide, should I go to the bathroom now, or should I wait an hour? And I said, your body's telling you something. It's
Well,
like,
that's why, even with my stuff, I've like yourself, I've got the clearings on the website. I've got a lot of stuff I hand to clients afterwards to help them connect with the guides themselves, but also their higher self, because there is a situation that I'm seeing that people aren't taking seriously their position, meaning people like yourself and me, we have to be very responsible with what we're doing. And I'm seeing people misleading people in their appointments. I have to clean up a lot of things like yourself. And as I say to people, no one is 100% accurate. That at the end of the day, you take external. Seeing a psychic reader is very much like using a guide. You take their information, you don't. You've got to use your heart. Then no one's 100%. But if you're making every judgment by an external source, there are times that I'm seeing people completely wrong, and it's derailing people's lives, which means there's going to be backlash to the person that gave false information. And there's now backlash for the person that accepted this person's information as gospel, rather than going within and going, what does my actual heart feel when I ask myself this question? Not the brain, it will include the brain. It's two different things.
I some of the elders I study with, some of the native elders, I'd always have all these questions, and they'd always go, well, did you sit with it? And I go, and they go, there's a tree over there, just go, there's a tree and a nice little chair, just go sit with it, and then get back to me. And every time they wouldn't give me the answer, and then I'd go and sit
That's
with
good.
it and go, oh, let you know, just come.
I
And
like that. I like that.
And they'd always
Beautiful.
go, the answer, they said the question, you have the question because the answer's there too. They're both, they come together, but you're just not taking the time to wait for the answer to come. And but they're both there. They're both there at the same time. And if we just take the time to listen, and I just see, it's sad. I see people giving all their power away to these external gods and beings and entities, and it's all about making your internal connection, your own personal connection, getting your inner guidance from there. And these other beings are assisting us, they're helping us, but their assistance is always to empower you to make your own personal connection, to rise up to their level. They don't want to be worshiped. They don't want a dependency. And if you have that situation going, you've got an unevolved spirit you're working with.
And that's the checklist. What you exactly just said is one of the things that I'll say. That's the part of the checklist to make sure. Because as soon as they start guilt tripping you, because you're not doing that, that is not something that's in line with exactly what you just explained.
I had a friend that my chair just sank down. I don't know. I have a friend that he had this, I don't know, it's like these robe masters, but they look like priests. And they were just always belittling him and saying, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't do this and everything else. And it was just so judgmental and so narrow-minded, and just the stuff they were doing to him. And it was driving him crazy, and I said, stop talking to him, and he was being so belittled by these beings. It was all fear, guilt, and unworthiness, and I'm disappointed. We're all disappointed in you. I said, you need to break, kept telling him, you need to break off communications. These beings are on the astral level. I don't care if they're wearing robes or whatever. There's some kind of a religious cult or sect, and you just need to break off with them. And so, he kept talking to him, and it was driving him crazy. And I said, stop talking to him. And then finally he said, what? He goes, I don't know what to do. What do I do? And I said, okay, repeat after me. I said, do you come in the name of the Christ? And he said that. And I said, then F off. I said, there's the short version. They and I said, it's your life, your choices, your free will, and you gain the wisdom through experience, and that's how you realize what you want by a lot of little what you don't want, and you got to follow your heart, and there's no rigid format, that God has laid out for you. It doesn't work that way. And
Soul contracts this, and it's like, well, contracts can be broken. What's
yeah.
this? What's this telling you? And
Yeah.
that's, I think it's a prime example of that, what you've just said, as people becoming reliant on an external force and influence that in effect is really coercing and manipulating them for means beyond what they probably even understand. And they could even be sending, that person could be a vehicle for sending attachments to people, bringing their frequency down. There's so many ways
Exactly.
that can play out.
Yeah, they're like fishing poles. I've seen that over and over. I hear people say, well, I have a contract. I have a contract. I made an agreement, a contract. And like you're saying, contracts can be broken. And then they'll say, what was it? I have a contract and something else. And I said, no, you actually have a dependency. And you need to exercise your free will and discuss it. Hey, I have this contract, do this and this and this. So you'll do this and this and this. Obviously, you're not wanting to do this and this and this. So I'm out of here, like end of contract. Because it can always be severed in the moment, because you always have free will. And if it's not serving you and not bringing you joy. But again, in my own near-death experience, I realized that the only thing God wants for us to is just that level of that golden plane of bliss is just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And if you're following your joy and following your bliss and you're in service to others, and you're gonna go there. That's what God wants. There's no big, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to do any of these things. It wants you to be happy.
Absolute natural byproduct. When you're doing, service to others, which involves passion and purpose, which isn't work, it's just what comes naturally to you, and you share that light with the world. That's a natural byproduct,
Yeah.
100%. And I think too many people getting caught in what if mechanics in the mind. What if this? What if that? And it really needs to be stepping out of, we could say stepping out of structure and going into the unknown in some cases. It's the only way we can break free in some cases. And a lot of people are caught in the chains of their own perceptions or their own distortions. But I think, it's going to be exciting time seeing this move forward, because a lot of people are waking up. They're waking up.
Yeah.
They're waking up to the spiritual community. I think that it's all got its own place and purpose in a convoluted way of people leading them to where they need to get to anyway, because the higher self is always connected. And it's usually what's triggering people in their mind, going, something's not right, which means it helps them to divert the path. But
I know, yeah, a lot of Christians are locked into the schizophrenic part of the wrath, jealous, wrathful God, and then the all loving, all forgiving God, and then all of the rules and the regulations, and if you really read the teachings of Jesus, he busted through all that stuff, and then they're trying to trap him once in heaven or whatever. What's going to happen? She's going to commit adultery. She can't. They're trying to trip him up.
You cut out for like the last probably 30 seconds, 40 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. So they said,
You're at the
basically
Jesus part.
the brothers, yeah, the three brothers. And so they said, well, if she dies, if she's with the three brothers, that's adultery. And he goes, no, he said, when she crosses over, she'll be free as an angel. And he's trying to tell people that when you cross over all these rules and regulations and contracts and everything, when you're in the heavens, you're free as an angel. Those don't exist there.
You
And
see, what other people will
that's what
get
we're
from
doing.
that, what other people will get from that is that a woman can be with three brothers.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah, exactly.
joking here, but that's what some people will get from it. It's like, oh, I can have three men. That's what the women will be
Yeah, yeah.
thinking.
And it's like, and I feel like you shouldn't be bound by, I don't believe in contracts and marriage and everything else. You should be together because you love each other and you want to be together, not because of a law or a duty or economic, gain or whatever, insecurities, all that stuff, that all those things blow things up. I know people that were such good friends and they got married and they were doing great until they got married, and then everything went to hell. It just went to hell because now they've got, okay, I've got to do this, I've got to keep up with the Joneses, I've got to make this status, I got to make her relatives happy, her the in-laws, and all that pressure,
Yeah.
just comes with that.
Well,
And I
it does. That's a big point. I think you're hitting on a really important point that might not get spoken about enough because, just like as you're aware in the other star systems, there is something where you can have a union between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
In some cases, they'll have multiple partners, but that doesn't mean you go and have multiple partners either, because people need to be very aware that not just physically, but on a spiritual light body level, there are cords that attach. There are influences. There's many different things that just because you can do something doesn't mean you go and do it. And that also shows one's soul development in how they treat love, intimacy, and relationships like that. And it's not that marriage is a bad thing, but it does change people in relationships in a lot of cases. And
Yeah.
people then can abuse sex and having multiple partners on the other spectrum of, instead of being with one person. It's something that you need to be very, like, not you, but people need to be very aware of.
Yeah, the bonds, it's they call them psychic bonds. And if you're
Yeah.
bonded through guilt and I should, you end up shitting all over yourself. But those bonds are psychic bonds, and you're not
Trauma
free.
bonds, all
Yeah,
sorts.
you're bonded out of fear, guilt, and unworthiness or social conditioning and stuff like that. Those are low-level bonds. And then you have these other bonds on a higher level that are totally free. And you're there because you love that person, you want to be with that person, and you have similar interests and similar goals and things like that. And those are bonds of love. And so there's the bonds that are higher frequency, 5D, where you're doing it because your sole purpose, your soul
And they'll
is,
be unconditional. It'll be unconditional and there won't be guilt tripping. That's the
exactly.
difference, because people think they've got that. And there could be an underlying thing where both people have had similar traumatic experiences, not realizing they've bonded on that. And that's the frequency that they're not elevating from. And it
Yeah,
can be quite a tumultuous
they're bonded through a fear of abandonment. Or they're bonded because they didn't get the love and acceptance and approval of their parents, so they're going to get it from their mate. Or they're bonded through all these other things, and that's all fear. That's all based on fear. So that's not a solid relationship. That's not a that because all those things are going to come up to be processed, and who are you going to project them on? Your mate.
Yeah.
So
Even from
it.
pleasure, some people can just be hooked on the pleasure, but there's nothing else that they've got in common, nothing else that they resonate with, totally different belief systems or operating systems, but they're staying together because of the pleasure aspect. And
Yeah.
it's very layered, but I think it's good that you've mentioned this, because those bonds, see, this is where, as you're well aware, you go into the Tibetan techniques of cutting cords and working with the light body, and it's not to like send it back with love and light and blah blah. It's actually severing it for both highest purpose, and that there's
Yeah.
been soul evolution and progress made in that, and that the other fractal aspects, have a healing and we could say evolutionary process as well. It's very layered.
Yeah. And it's like some of the masters, I talk to them and they go, there's no real love on this planet. And it's true, really. I mean, there's some, it's very rare, but it's very few people are totally in love. They're together because they just love each other. They're together because they have common bonds and everything else for all the right reasons. He said there's very few relationships like that because and also, too, we've been socially engineered to believe, you got to have the bronze, the young girl in the bathing suit, and have the right car and the beer, and you're living the life, right? And you're both go, oh yeah, he's got a nice car, and he's got this, and he's got, oh, she's got a nice tan body, and whatever, and they're living the social consciousness dream. But how's that aligned with your soul purpose? It's not. It's like a big trap. And so what if your soul's saying, "Oh, I have another idea. I have a bigger, a better idea, more loving, more joyous, more abundant idea," then you're stuck in that social consciousness program. And I think that's what we need to get away from. But I think it all goes back to your soul connection, and your soul's connected to God, and that's where you got to run stuff through. We can't run through things through the groin or through social consciousness. It just doesn't work.
Even beyond light, sound, and matter, our true nature is unable to be described. And with that said, our true nature is a love frequency that is beyond a description as well.
Yeah.
I know a meeting place on the way there that I describe as the rainbow light or the angelic kingdom or what have you. But what I will say with this is that when you know that and you've got glimpses and memories of that, that is where you're going back to. But there's a problem when we're in the physical experience for some that there's an attachment. And sometimes these can be good attachments. But the number one thing is that relationships are always going to end. Whether you were married and one of you died, it's going to
Yeah.
end. A relationship between a child and a parent is always going to end. It's sad. It doesn't mean you don't celebrate, but not mourn in a way that is destructive, but you celebrate because in that rainbow light, you'll meet again.
Yeah.
People are attached, and that attachment can be very traumatic on a soul evolution level if dealt with in the wrong way. Because for some, there doesn't seem like there's another way. They can go to drugs or alcohol. There's many paths that they can choose. But it also comes to relationships is that we can get attached to something and we need to know that this isn't forever. That's why in the moment, in the present, you enjoy it as much as you can. Don't take it for granted. But no,
Yeah.
hey, when this ends, I'm just going into the next chapter. That's all it is. Just another chapter.
Yeah, we have a lot of being in the work we are, there's a lot of people that just recently, it's a lot of people crossing over right now. And so we're getting a lot of people, really distraught and sad and everything else. And I told them, they said, "Yeah, he's no longer with us." And I said, "Really?" He's standing right next to you right now. And I said, "The reason he's dead, because in your mind he's dead, or she's dead, or whatever. And you've chosen, that's your wall you put up. And when you drop that wall and you've processed the grief and the sadness, then you can recommunicate, you can reconnect. And when you do again, they're usually so blissed out, they're on such a higher level, and they can guide you and everything else. And it's just like even Jesus said that, let the dead bury the dead. They don't understand that nothing dies, that nobody ever dies. Even the body doesn't die. The body just disassembles itself into a less complex structure all the way down to the atom. And the atom, the soul, the life force is in the atom. So the body doesn't even die. It just reassembles and starts over again, in your body, and then you jump into that one, that new meat suit. But yeah, it's totally, we need to get past these concepts. Like the atom and the soul is still alive. It just moves on and comes back in later and picks up another body. But when they're on a soul level, you can still communicate, on a soul level. When they're out of the body, you can still communicate. And a lot of times we need to help them move on and cut any cords or attachments they have, which we can do by doing the clearing process and help them move up to the highest level. So it's really important to release them and cut all the cords and connections and detach, practice that loving detachment, so they can get to the highest level, so they can come back and recommunicate with you from those levels, so they can be a guide or help you or whatever.
They're always there. And that's something when I actually first met you, I had an experience there where I sensed something. And that's what you said. You said, oh, you're meant to send them and help them transition because there was an energy following me to your place. I don't know where it picked up from, but it was an experience where I just had that assist. This thing was transforming and going to another state. What I've done here I'm doing, multiple clearings a day and what have you. I've got to process what I've done. I've actually got an obelisk on the property, and I've been working with that for nearly 2 years, and it's an obelisk to source. Not that we know that source is, it's with you all the time, but the amount of lost spirits and entities that are coming to me for assistance, what I'm doing is I'm assisting them with clearing and getting them into a higher state of love. So it's like finding a great memory, a great experience that they had on Earth, and keeping them in that state as they release anything that doesn't serve them. And then I just send them down to the obelisk, because that source energy, it's like a teleportation. It's like your loved ones, they're waiting for you on the other side of that light. Just walk down the obelisk, walk through the light, and go on. And it's just a regular thing that I thought it was an easy way for me to do it, because I've been doing it for many years. But it's also a spot for people to commune with the divine if they need that space held, again, even though it's within. So there's many entities that can do that, like meaning they're trapped and they can transform and release and move on. But there's also, like you're saying, there's past loved ones and what have you that can be our spirit guides on the other side and be looking out for us. And they don't forget us. They're actually seeing expanded a lot of awareness. They're not in a single bandwidth that we're perceiving. We might know that there's more to this, but they're actually in the more than this.
And I was meditating once with this yogi, and I was in meditation. All of a sudden, I just saw these like dark energies like coming right up to my face and going up and going up and going up like this. And after the meditation, I asked him, I said, "What was that?" And he goes, "Those are entities hitting your field." He said, "They're hitting your auric field and going up, to the." And we can all do that. Some of us can see it, we're aware, but not everybody. But you don't have to see it to, it's intentions, 99% of the law. And if you speak it, and you do the clearing, you're speaking that into existence on their world. And when you tell them they're filled and surrounded in the Christ light or the Christ love, it happens on their world, and because you're connected to that, and you're speaking that into that world. And so, I tell people you have no idea. Two things we don't understand. One is how much we affect people on the outskirts of our aura, how much we're affecting the world as that we're walking and if we're holding a high frequency. And the other thing is how much we're clearing and healing by keeping that focus, that connection going. How many things are being healed that are coming to us, and it can get overwhelming sometimes. When you're aware of it, it can get overwhelming sometimes. You go, "Oh God, I'm on off duty. This is like a rough night." And then the higher you go up, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So the more powerful you get, the more light you're radiating. It's like a moth coming to a flame. And you're going to get some real challenges. They say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And that's what's happening. We're all being vibrationally lifted right now. We're all ascending, and these other entities go, "No, you're destroying our world. Your frequencies are too high. You're a threat to our world. We need the fear, the guilt, and the unworthiness to exist, and the pain and the suffering, to maintain our world." So, I hate to break it to people, but there is a responsibility when you're on the path to enlightenment to heal and keep your energy fields clear and make sure you clear the other entities. Because I've seen a lot of people right now that have they go from ego to spiritual ego to narcissism, and they're real narcissistic, and I've seen that over and over again, and I go, "Oh my God," and they're all pumped up, and it's amazing. And I look at them, I go, "I'm not even gonna go." When you hit narcissism, forget it. You can't, because you can't help. I don't know, maybe you can, but usually the universe is going to teach them a really hard lesson to knock them back down. But I've seen that over and over again, that there's a lot of spiritual leaders and teachers, and especially in the UFO community, that they haven't gone past the ego or the spiritual ego. They instead of staying with humility and oneness and not dividing themselves and realize seeing the God in everything and everyone, they go into "I'm special" and the other program, and I'm the chosen one and all other stuff. And you just go, God, okay. And then and when you meet people like that, I mean, you are the biggest threat to their reality and their comfort zone and their following. It's they don't. It's amazing. And so I just don't say anything anymore. I just go, all right, you have a nice day, and just walk away. They always want you to validate them. And I just go, okay, you have fun with that.
No, it's transcending, isn't it? It really does come down to ascension and maintaining, we could say spiritual hygiene, if you want to put a terminology, is very important. And I have mentioned this with you before and on the show that when I had an experience before, I had a physical experience with Metatron and Michael. The life review I had before it is part of the reason I do what I do, because I was showing all the wrong I'd ever done to somebody from their perspective, simultaneously, within seconds. It felt like ages went by and it was within seconds. And then it was like, but hang on a sec, this is all the good that you've done. And then I saw the opposite, all the good I've done from other people's perspectives. And it's like what you say and what you do affects everyone and everything. And if you acknowledge that and use that as fuel, like in my case, I use that as fuel to be the best version that I can be. It doesn't mean I'm perfect by any means, but I guess I've got a different come from others because of intensity of that. And I think
I keep thinking about this kid that came up to me, and unfortunately, he's done a lot of drugs and mushrooms and all, just way too much. And I told him that I said, "Look, here's before he did it." I told him, I said, "Here's your mushrooms, your acid, and all the other things you're doing in this hand. Here's enlightenment in the other hand. Which one are you going to choose?" And I said, "If you choose this one, I can't help you." And he keeps coming back, and he's fried his brain now. It's sad. But he always comes up, he goes, "I channel Archangel Michael, and I channel Jesus." And I go, "Really? Those are two of my best students, so I just mess with him, and people don't realize, we can't take any of this seriously. Jesus
No,
has an incredible sense of humor,
I think
and
people that know us will understand that sense of humor, but
yeah, I get in trouble all the time because of my sense of humor. They go, "I can't believe you said that." And I go, "It was a joke. Come on, I'm PC
and then it's
incorrect.
like, let's
Get
take
over it."
that to another level.
Yeah, because this PC program, PC correct program, it's just an enslavement. It's a program of getting everybody thinking the same, just totally killing any originality or any unique soul purpose. And get everybody on the same page, everybody controlled, and saying the same thing, believing the same way. People don't get it. I go, we're all unique, and we all have our own unique soul purpose here. I tell people, if you follow me or anybody else, you're lost, because you need to be following your own inner guidance, your own, and fulfilling your own unique soul purpose. Because all these other things are, and it's sad. I'm just seeing so many people just gathering followings and everything else, and I said, don't give your power away to anybody, not me. No external God, no external teacher. If you want to go hang out with them, fine, learn some things, but the bottom line is you got to make your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And all the external stuff is just stuff,
Now, that's why I say if the fruit is a trigger for you for ascension, meaning the things you're watching, the books you're reading, the things you're taking in are triggering you and bringing in higher concepts and epiphanies and ideas, that's going to lead and open up that path. That's the stuff you want. You don't want to be following anyone. And that's why a lot of people ask me about this and that person. I've got no idea in so many cases of what's actually going on in the community because I've just distanced myself from it for many years now.
Yeah, me too. I said, they're trying to pull me. I call them the poser wars. They're trying to pull me into the poser wars. And I said, I'm not going there. I'm not going to say this person, that person.
Well, that's what happened, the gossip, this, that, and it's like, to be honest, what's happening for myself is that when I'm being pulled to other places or realms or other beings, I don't really need to just be watching YouTube 24/7 like a lot of these people are regurgitating the same stuff. And that's where There's so much influence that you've just got to follow your heart and navigate this war, we could say, by that.
Yeah, and we got to realize too, we are, people say God is love and there's only love and things like that. And on the ultimate, that's true on the ultimate levels, but we're not in those levels right now. And there is a lot of warring going on, not just physical warring, but multidimensional warring. And there's a fight for this planet and for our own souls and everything else going on. And people need to realize that and really shield up and make their own personal connection, their own personal God connection right now to get through these times and get the tools, get your
Yeah.
tool belt, to get through because,
It's a lot.
yeah.
It's, well, yourself doing what you do, even with what I'm doing, people weren't sure what I was doing with the sanctuary, this and that. They don't realize I've got first aid certificate, working with children's card, insurance, all the stuff, red tape stuff in the background that nobody's
Yeah.
aware of. There's so much going on, but there's a lot of gossip. And like I say, you just never know what other people are going through, what their day is, what's happening in their life, and the judgment is
Yeah.
a big thing, which leads to, I guess, insecurities and gossips and in some cases black magic and occult stuff being done
Yeah.
towards individuals as well, as you're well aware.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I've never the stuff I've seen recently, and the black magic, and the demonic, and the reptilians, and royal serpent being, all that crap coming out right now. It's always been there, but now it's all the veils are coming down, and a lot of people don't even know what's hitting them, and in a way, it's an opportunity to grow and stay in your power and make your own connection and call that. Calling on the love of God through your heart center into every situation is going to blast them out. But you got to have
Yeah.
the connection. You got to make
And
that
the
connection.
intention, the connection, the intention, and it's done. It's just knowing
Yeah.
that,
Yeah.
not trying, not think, just thinking about it, but knowing it's already done.
I always love that. What that say? I always butcher it, but there used to be a t-shirt that says, "Though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil because I'm the baddest SOB in the valley." You almost have to have that spiritual warrior concept, knowing that you have the ability and the power and the authority and that energy to come through you into every situation. And if you don't, you're going to get your butt handed to you. But it's a series. It doesn't happen all at once. You get the little challenges, and then it just keeps getting more and more and more. And then pretty soon, those big, big, nasty demons are like mosquitoes. You go, ah, go away, nice try, and
A lot of work. I've
but
got an idea. Just in future, I've been practicing telekinesis. There's a little fishbowl there with the
yeah.
foil on. What would be cool one day is to do a show live where just for 20 seconds we get all the audience to focus on knowing that that foil is spinning.
Yeah.
Just enough, you could do it without me doing it yourself with it's just a fishbowl blocking
We'll
any
do
ear.
that. Yeah, we got to hang up here pretty, unfortunately. We're hitting the end of the hour. Yeah, but let's do that. Let's do some experiments and some things like that. Would
Well,
be
that's not good. I've been after the levitation experiences, and then I've been able to do this twice. I know people that can do it regularly, mind you. I think anyone can do it, but this
Hey,
is what I'm getting into now.
wait a second. Okay, so this is pre-recorded, right?
Yeah.
And so everybody, after the show. The show is going to air at 8, after the show at 9, and everybody focus on that fishbowl right there. And so at 9 o'clock Pacific time, keep an eye on that fishbowl and see what happens. See if it starts spinning.
Yeah,
How's that?
that'll be Sunday for me, Sunday afternoon. So that's easy. That's
Yeah,
easy. Oh,
great.
if anything happens, I'll film it. I'll walk in here with the camera and film it. So it's
Yeah, so
just yeah,
we're gonna
right.
test everybody's psychokinetic abilities, see if you can. There's no time and distance in space. Australia doesn't matter. You
Well,
can
that's what
do
I was going
anything.
to say. We could even do it now because it wouldn't matter, because of the
Yeah.
quantum aspect. But anyway, I'll let you go, and it's been lovely, doing this again, James, and Yeah, I appreciate your guidance and your help and everything that you've been assisting me with opening up this sanctuary here as well, and everyone's support as well. So I wouldn't be here and doing what I'm doing with Jaya if it wasn't for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put the links up so people can see what's happening there and everything else, and get your sanctuary launched there.
Yeah, no,
Also,
awesome.
too, if you want me to do any Skypes or anything, if you have a group there and you want me to do a Skype and talk to the people, I'm totally in for it. Anything I can do
Yeah,
to.
no, that would be pretty cool. I think some people, because they've been listening to you for years, they'll be pretty tripped out and appreciate it, I think, if that
Yeah.
sort of just happens. So yeah,
Kind of
all
prepare
good.
them ahead of time, tell them I have bad humor, so get over it. They're not going to see me
PC.
in robes saying these and thous, I'm going to be straightforward. But anyway, yeah, great seeing you, Peter. I'm sure we'll stay in touch, and have a great evening, everybody. We're signing off, and keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and go check out Peter's new sanctuary.